And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who helped you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Who is in the name of...
Madhouse, Carlin House, Madhouse, baby.
Madhouse Radio is back.
Boring. Hooray for Carlos. What happened to the music? Oh, man. Now we gotta start all over again. Hang on, folks. This sucks.
Columbia.
I'm just playing. No, we don't. hey, this sucks. No music, no nothing. No milkman. What's up, milkman? Hey, man. How you doing, milkman? Jeremiah?
What's going on, man?
Madman, you sit there and you respect milkman. You know, you're number two. Number two, Madman is. We need music. What the fuck? Hang on.
I told you that.
What's it called? What's that called that I play the intro, right?
I need to get my miracle ear worked on. Sweet Kisses borrowed it, and it ain't working no more, Carl.
You don't talk to me like that. What the hell's the intro here? There we go.
Ain't that right?
It's all Kisses fault.
There we go. That's more like it. We're having like a file on that. Is a what?
Phone card.
Oh, we got phone cards. Yeah, we can work on phone cards. I bet you Milkman has a phone card. Milkman, you got a phone card?
Of course I do.
See? All right. What are you worried about, man? Will?
No, I was just going to help out.
Milkman owns a phone card.
Okay. If we go and buy one of your t-shirts online, again, we have t-shirts, mugs.
That's right.
Wife beaters,
boxer
puzzles,
shorts.
Boxer shirts.
Stash boxes.
And then all donations. When you buy there, we get a small portion what comes in. So make sure you show up and look at madhouseradiolive.com.
Yeah.
And buy a t-shirt, promote our show.
And half the proceeds go to the Down Syndrome Association.
There you go.
For a cure for Milkman's cat.
He's a mongoloid.
Yeah, we gotta save the mongoloids, everybody. Save the mongoloids. God, dude, this is gonna suck. This is gonna suck tonight.
Is it down your foot?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna kick the phone. Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're here.
Fry bacon and you're on the phone.
I'm sorry we're late, but we're here. So stop complaining. We are at Madhouse Radios. Madhouse Radios are here. First of all, thank you for cutting the music, Will. hey, Tilt the World. Will's here. Say hi to Will.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, Will's here. We got weak applause. Weak applause. Milkman's here. What's up, Milkman?
All right, what are you saying, Mr. Carlito?
Good to hear you.
We're going to have a wild show tonight, everybody.
Sure we are, yeah. And Madman's here, too. Madman, what do you say there?
Hey, Carlito, how's it going?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Madhouse, everybody.
God bless you, Madman. God bless you, sir. There we go. What's that called? I can't find these things. There we go.
Smoke weed every day.
There we go.
Every day.
Not me anymore, because I quit again.
Oh, yeah?
I quit. It's been a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how long I last this time.
Yeah. I've got
a whole week.
I'm
going to last a whole week. Tomorrow I'm making a phone call. Matter of fact.
Is Will an enabler?
No, he's not actually. He just brought a bunch of alcohol. He just brought a bunch of beer. That's all it is. Hey, thanks for bringing alcohol.
No problem, man. Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Clone isn't here anymore. Clone quit. Clone said he doesn't want to be associated with us anymore. He doesn't like us, so there it is.
Are you for real?
No, he just
said he's still mad at me?
I don't know what happened. No, he told me yesterday or the day before or someday this week. I don't know. The day ended in day. But he said that he was not going to be with us for the time being, that he's got his own thing going on, and I guess that's it. So there's Clone. Cloned is gone, everybody.
Well, cool.
Boom.
Cool. Okay. Oh, he said cool over there, man. So yeah.
No, I mean, he's got his own thing, huh? Cool.
That's cool, man. That's good for him if he's got his own thing going on.
Good bow, Haim.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
And I'd like to welcome back Tuck, too, into the fold.
Tuck's on the air? Hey, Tuck, how you doing, Tuck? No, Tuck's in the, Tuck's been working hard on the CD cover for the CD that may or may not come out.
Yes, sir.
So look out for that. Milkman is sending in a phone card. All right, Milkman. Good work, Milkman.
You are the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The truth is, Dr. Lego said that Clone wasn't allowed on the air anymore on our show. I don't understand why. Dr. Lego wants to kick us off the air. He wants to take this show off. He said, if I don't come through...
Oh, Hitler.
So if you guys want to keep listening to Madhouse Radio on PCR, if you want to keep listening to Madhouse Radio on PCR, got to tell Lego to keep us on, because I guess he doesn't have love for us anymore. So.
Was ist unser heutiges Tag?
Oh.
Sorry, guys. So yeah.
Be a whole head, Commandant.
You guys need to email Dr. Lego at Dr. Lego at Madhouse Live. Dr. Lego at gmail.com and let him know to please keep this show on the air because he's trying to kick us off. Other than that, we're hanging out in the chat rooms. So check out the chat rooms. And MadhouseLive.com has the different messaging softwares and
sound like
links.
You got a lisp there.
I do, yeah. who was the guy that put in Living Color, right? He always said breastises. Remember that guy?
Oh, I don't know. All I remember is Handyman.
Oh, that was cool, man.
You don't remember? Yeah, man. That was Dave. What's
he
the guy's name?
He got pretty breastises.
You don't remember the dude? He's got three names. David something something. You
know oh, David about? Allen Greer?
David Allen Greer. He'd be in jail.
Breastises. Yeah, okay. Now I remember. All right.
He would prank call people from the payphone in jail. And he's in jail, and he prank call people on the payphone. He'd be like, do you have big breastises? Like that. He's so stupid. Like, yeah, okay. Does you have big breastises? I need
you
audio.
I call my girl Sweet Kisses no more.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta
right.
get that whole, the whole, all the seasons, man.
Is
I gotta
on
watch
DVD?
It. They've been had that on DVD for like the last 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta burn that, man.
You know?
That's right. So, yeah.
I wanna see that, man. Yeah, Living Color. Send it to me, man.
You kids out there don't know about Living Color, but that was groundbreaking at the time.
You can do
that was
what
some
you
great shit.
Yeah. Alright.
Man, you never seen black comedians and white people and everybody getting crazy and hanging out together. The Fly Girls, remember?
You know J Lo with the big booty was on there.
That's right.
What's up.
Yeah, that's right.
And Damon Wayans. No one knows what does Damon Wayans do anymore? He had a sitcom and it's gone, right?
He still does all the producing for all his little stuff. And
he does? What
is he? I don't know right now, but he always into something. He just got done doing White Girls and Scary Movie 3.
But that's not Damon Wayans, though. That's
they, all the Wayans brothers live together.
They do?
They all produce together. Almost all. Okay, you got Damon Wayans.
It's Keenan Ivory Wayans is the head guy, right?
Yeah, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
And
you
then
got
Sean
Marlon
Wayans.
Wayans, Sean Wayans, Sean Wayans, the girl Wayans. I don't know all their names, but...
Yeah. That movie, Don't Be a Menace, to South Central, Bye. While Drinking Your Juice
in
the Hood.
The Hood, yeah.
That's a good movie, too. That's a good movie, too. Cookie. We recommend all these movies here, man. Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah.
What brand is that?
Okay,
Chi-Chi's?
This is Chi-Chi's Long Island Iced Tea.
Wasn't that a restaurant back in the day, Chi-Chi's?
Chi-Chi's and Chong's, I don't know.
No, Chi-Chi's was a restaurant. It was like the old Chili's, and then Chili's took over Chi-Chi's, I think.
I have no clue.
I think they merged. They used to be Lee's and Cheese, and then they became
Chili's,
Cheese. I don't know,
Chi-Chi's,
something.
Something like that.
So, yeah. Phil Connors in the chat room says that
and crack.
Dr. Lego needs to cancel Billy Murra.
Oh, wait. We're not on regular radio. I ain't got to watch my language.
You can say fuck shit.
You know who the heck Phil Connors is?
That's Saigon. Ho Chi Minh.
Saigon!
Ho Chi Minh himself. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We got a lot of angry people. We're going to try to do a show tonight. We're having a lot of technical difficulties. I'm not feeling well.
So we apologize in advance.
We're starting almost an hour late. 45 minutes late, practically.
An hour.
It's 11:59. We're going to
2 hours.
Yeah. I'm working on it, man. My schedule is out of control.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying.
I'm going to try and help him out. You know what? We're going to have to get on the schedule, and I'm going to try to do the little producing, get some stuff prepared.
You've got,
I'll help you out, man.
You've got pool over there at work. Why don't you get me a nice schedule, man?
I don't got pool, man. It's just I've been there a while.
Whose dick do you have to suck?
Nobody, man. I don't do that stuff, man. It's bureaucratic. If you talk crap about other people that they don't like, then they like you for talking crap about other people.
Who do they not like? And do they not like me? Because I never get a shadow.
We don't want to do all this on the radio. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to get into the whole work thing. We'll talk about that some other time, man.
I heard they don't like Milkman. He's got bad credit. Milkman has bad credit.
Now.
So, Madman, what's going on with the skating business, man? Are you thrashing?
I haven't been skating recently. I went snowboarding last week.
Oh, that's right. It's snowing up there and shit. Hey, man, it's fucking cold, isn't it? It's cold all over the country.
Right now, we're at 44 degrees.
Sure
you know what? We're going to have the weather session. It's clear skies, zero wind per hour, and it's about 44 degrees out.
Yeah,
we're the warmest in the United States at this time.
Except for Milkman, he's in the Virgin Islands.
Well, okay, well, in the United States, that's not part. Okay, that's the redheaded stepchild of the United
78
States.
78 degrees, bastard.
And we were 70 today.
I got two pans out cranking.
We didn't hit 70.
We were 70 this afternoon.
We didn't hit
65
today, man.
Yes, we did.
It was cold.
Not midday. 12 o'clock this afternoon.
I don't know because I don't have AC in my car, so I know for a fact when it's hot. It wasn't hot today. I'm talking into the beer can. Hey there.
Yo.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Jupe says Chi-Chi's is still around. Chi-Chi's has some good salsa. That's what, that was a shit right there. Chi-Chi salsa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I like, man. Always like their ranchero enchiladas.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was the thing. That's good, man.
We got to get some paste, and it's because it's made in New York.
New York City. City.
New York
hey,
City. Kisser
says that they have Chi-Chi's and Chili's in Indy.
Holy crap, man. That's something. What's better, Chi-Chi's or Chili's?
Chili's.
Chili's. No.
Oh, Chi-Chi's by far, man.
I hate Chili's. I get cold food there all the time. Chili's.
I don't think I've ever been to a Chi-Chi's. I've been to, like, a Chuck E. Cheese, but, that's about as close as I got.
That's no good. Chuck E. Cheese is no good either. That's that's some bad pizza right
there.
Get
it.
It's worse than Hungry Howie's.
The Colts are going to celebrate Chi-Chi's, too, after they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah? Good.
Chuck E. Cheese is worse than Hungry Howie's. Hungry Howie's is like low
Sweet
grade.
Kisser just told me that.
Is Hungry Howie's national or is it just affordable?
Yeah, well, they're regional.
Hungry Howie's is some nasty pizza. It's like ketchup bread. it's like school pizza.
You can only get
bad.
One type of crust, butter cheese. Everything you eat garlic, they burn the garlic every time.
Yeah, it's like a
crispy,
nasty garlic
No, it's like burnt garlic. Oh, that's the nastiest stuff ever.
Yeah. Well, Jupe says now they make salsa, Chi-Chi. See, I told you the salsa is a big thing. Well, thank you, Jupe, man. And that prank call we played right before we started the show, that was a Jupe call from 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, man. That was before Jupe was in high school, I think. So, I heard a call the other day. This kid, Jupe, man, he was like 12 years old when he was doing it. He sounded really young. But he was real funny back then. This kid, Jupe, he's got talent. He's got the juice, man. We should start calling him Juice instead of Jupe. Jupe, change your name, man. Juice.
Jupe Juice.
Juice. Jupes. Jupes.
Jupes.
Jupes. Jupes. Hoops.
Hoops.
Hoops. God, this is a crazy night. So, if you want to get a hold of us, the toll-free line is open. Please do call in because I do not feel like doing prank calls that much. I don't want to be put in the spot tonight. I'm under a lot of pressure. And Will does not like the phone. So
I'm not saying I don't like the phone. I can't come up with the ideas on top of my head sometimes.
I'm not funny.
I had to plan stuff out.
I'm not funny.
It's bad though, you know.
I'm not funny on the phone.
I'm trying.
He respects the phone.
You know what? When we go off air on this weekend, since I got 3 days off, I'll make some during the day.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Just record. Get some practice in and get my confidence up because I think that's what I'm missing.
It's important to practice. People like Jonathan don't realize that. But, hey, if you want to call in, the toll-free line is, I don't know, is it open? I don't care.
Oh, just so you know, we got 100 different numbers.
From people?
From Missouri.
Missouri. Who want to live in Missouri?
I don't know, it's called Missouri.
Hey, Carlito, look in your aim. I sent you the number.
Oh, baby.
For your old friend there, Debra Mansfield.
That bitch. Debra Mansfield. Charlie Patton.
Charlie
John. That's cool. All right, good.
You know, he got married.
So I hear it to Pamela, huh? Congratulations, Malcolm.
Yeah, and it's not an Anderson.
Well, that's good. We don't want to mess. She's got, doesn't she have like syphilis 4 or something like that? Or AIDS 2 or something? Yeah. She's got some kind of weird disease, yeah. Seriously.
Oh, she's going to die of it instead of him.
Yeah. Toll free line is ringing already. And who would it be? Who would it be? You guys guess. Anybody?
Jonathan's
here. All right, let's just talk to Jonathan. Let me get the.
Where's he
I can't wait for Crazy Bastard to call.
I don't know where Jonathan's from.
Is he in Texas, Jacksonville, Florida?
We'll ask him.
He used to be from North Carolina.
Jonathan, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Hey, man. What do you say, man?
What are y'all up to?
Nothing. Where are you at tonight?
I'm at home.
Where's that? Alabama?
Holt, Florida.
Hope, Florida.
Oh, you in Florida.
Right. Yeah. He's always moving. He drives a school bus, too, man.
Oh, that's right.
He's got the party bus. Jonathan's party bus.
You got the party bus, and do you got the video camera, and just be going to, like, Miami and have the girls come on and show you the titties?
You ever think about starting a party bus, man?
You got to do that, man.
I wish.
And then sell the videos online for $19.99 and get 2 videos, and then you're subscribed for... 6 years.
JonathansPartyBus.com, everybody.
Hey.
Jonathan's Bang Bus.
Oh, the Bang Bus.
Just let you know, your messengers are not signed in.
Son of a cock, are you for real? Which ones aren't signed in? I'm on all of them, man.
AIM is signed in, but your Yahoo and MSN is not signed in.
Oh, man, everybody panic. Oh, look at that, they're not. Holy shit. So the Yahoo is Madhouse PCU Radio. The AIM is Madhouse Radio. Right, and then Hotmail? No, MadhouseLive.com. God damn it. MadhouseLive@Hotmail.com is the MSN, right, Jonathan?
Yes.
And the ICQ is 3470-39711. Who the hell uses ICQ?
Why you do that?
3470-39711.
Yeah.
If you're
an ICQ.
I thought
you were using Gizmo also.
Oh, Gizmo. That's something. Gizmo. Poor Gizmo, man. They got to do a new... We need a new fucking... Goonies, not Goonies. Was it Goonies? Was Goonies? No. I'm confusing Goonies.
Gremlins.
Gremlins. Yeah, we need a new Gremlins movie.
Yeah, now you got me saying Goonies.
Now we need a new Goonies movie too, man.
Yeah. That,
Goonies was a great
like
movie.
A reunion.
Yeah, the Goonies
reunion.
Yeah,
I want to do with the camera.
I don't know. I remember the Truffle Shuffle. Wasn't that Goonies?
Baby Room.
Yeah, people used to say that to me
room.
All the time. Now the phone. See, the phone's cutting out now. Holy shit!
Stop moving.
No, I am touching it with my leg. I'm molesting the phone. Yeah. So, Jonathan, man, you should really look into starting a party bus, man.
I'm more interested about doing that. I just need the right type of bus to do that.
All
right.
We'll put in a disco ball,
a big yellow bus with the word school bus on the back.
Oh yeah. Disco ball and a helicopter pad on the top.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
You let us know, man. We'll call it the Madhouse Party Bus, man. That'd be awesome, bro.
All right.
So what else is going on? You go to church this weekend? Last weekend?
I just go on Wednesdays because Sundays I have to work.
Oh, no. You're not a witness, are you?
No.
Oh, those Jehovah's Witnesses have something. Are you a witness, Will, before I start talking bad about Jehovah's Witnesses?
I'm in a non-applicable...
Okay, you're Buddhist.
No, I'm not an atheist. I'm not a Christian. I'm none of the above. I'm undecided.
You're agnostic. Something like that. I don't know. Something like that. All right, man. All right, well, Jonathan, man, thanks for checking in, bro.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Now's your time to say hi to all your fans.
I just like to say hello to all my fans and listeners and friends on PCU and PCR. All
right, then.
Hope you all have a good weekend.
Hell yeah. We will. You too, man.
All right, I'll talk with y'all later then.
Bye-bye, sir.
All
right, bye-bye. Damn it, Milkman, you're supposed to say something right there. Well, yeah.
Oh, I was muted, I thought.
I unmuted you. You know, the step is I hang up the phone, and while I do everything, the first thing I do is I unmute you, then Madman. And then you guys talk while I get everything set up, because I have...
Oh, okay.
You know,
say, the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Will's going to go take a shit.
Round and round.
And we're here.
Better to leave one.
Yeah. So, how does it work with,
Oh!
Let me ask you guys, you know, these party buses, you know what a party bus is, right? It's like a school bus that you can have parties on and drive around. Is it legal to drink alcohol on a bus if you're driving around? What's the deal with that? Like, if you don't have an open container law, you can't have open containers on the road. Now, how does that work?
Nope.
What about
legal while you're driving? It's not legal.
What about a limo? You know what I mean? Can you drink? Is it legal to drink alcohol in a limo? Like, can you have yourself, you know, a beer while you're driving around? While you're inside a limo riding, is that legal to have?
I just see something.
You gotta put your mics
on. So.
I'm just talking to you.
I just see somebody at the liquor store when I was picking up all the liquor. They were coming out. They had the limo and they were all drinking in the back. And you know what? They had the LCD lights on the side, red, blue, green, and yellow, changing colors. Yeah. So, yeah, they drink in the back of them things. I have witnessed that tonight.
So you can do it. Is it legal? I mean,
I don't think it's legal, but I've seen them do it.
But you never heard of anybody like... I've never seen a limo being pulled over.
Technically, you're not supposed to have an open bottle in the car, but it's separated, so the driver doesn't really get a chance to. So you can almost get away with it. It's one of those...
It's one of those gray areas.
Yeah, it's one of them laws where they only pursue it if it suits their needs or they have no one else to pull over that night.
Yeah. Like that law in Florida where you can't put a squirrel down your
pants. If you can't afford a ticket, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. All right, cool. So the toll-free line is now open. Jonathan is off the line, so the line is open, 888-278-8509. It's working for sure because Jonathan just used it. We got that to look forward to. Hey, man, Will, if you ever need a mouse... There you go.
Yeah, oh,
man. That's connected.
It's dual mouse?
Yeah, it's dual mouse. But we don't have a mouse pad for it. But.
Oh, I don't. Oh, but I gotta take over your spot.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, never mind. I didn't know.
In an emergency.
Never knew you could do that.
Bless me. MST3Clay. I always say his name wrong. Hungry Howie's is school pizza. Back in high school, they served Hungry Howie's for us. Well, hell, I'd take that over the school pizza we had here.
Our school pizza used to be the bomb.
No.
Everybody used to get pizza and French fries.
Chef Boyardee used to ask the shit.
No, but my high school, they were experimental. Like, when they first opened, they got this deal with Burger King and with Domino's, where they sold Domino's pizza and Burger King stuff right there in the lunchroom. But then they passed this law that they couldn't do it because it was unhealthy. What do they know? Fucking.
Pizza, unhealthy, yeah.
Look at me now. No, there was something like Whoppers. You could buy a Whopper for like $6.
Yeah,
I've
seen that.
It was $6. No, it was like a Whopper Jr. for $3 or for $2.50 or something like that.
Now they're $1.
They're $1 each. You can't get a you can't get a quarter pounder for $1 anymore, man. Remember those days? Two for two quarter pounders at McDonald's?
All I know is when you're in Japan,
holy
Big Mac.
Shit, I'd like to have a damn Whopper.
I'm a fat ass. Hang on.
Hello, Madhouse Radio.
Wait, guess who got Whoppers?
Huh?
I got the wrong number.
All right, bye.
How do you get the wrong number
for a toll-free? What a lying woman.
Hey, we got to find out what number she called. You should have asked her what number she called.
She's calling from PQ.
Hey, check the caller ID.
What's PQ? St. Constant PQ. PQ?
That's not how you spell Canada.
No, there's one of those provinces that have PQ in it. I think it's...
one of those French provinces?
Something like that. But you should have found out who she was trying to call so we could, you know, if they accidentally call in again, be like,
he's here.
UPS, can I get your package number?
I don't know, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, it got lost in the mail.
Yeah.
We sent it via USPS.
I need to get one of those... Is that how they do that, guys? The Touchstone terrorists, I guess they purposely get a toll-free number that's like a digit off from UPS so people call them. Is that how they do it, or are they actually intercepting these phones?
No, man. No. They were actually hacking the phone lines back in the day.
Oh, shit.
You know, I was thinking that we could put advertisement, like call, like have a personal ad or, you know, something, selling, plasma TVs for $139 and have people call in and leave a message.
Yeah.
And then we just call them back.
Yeah, I got
that.
That
works.
Yeah, we got to start putting this toll-free line to use, man. You know what I mean? We've had it for over a year now. We don't really do nothing fun with it. So, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Fall says that her junior high school sold Pizza Hut pizza, nachos, and tater tots. Pizza Hut has nachos? No, right. No, tater tots. Tater tots. I haven't had some... high school... I mean, school food, man. Tater tots are like a staple.
No, they used to have a monopoly on the vending machines because the kids would not go to the lunch. They just eat out the vending machine.
Oh, they make like $1,000 a day.
Oh, well, I know the high school here.
Oh, man, Baby Puppy Cat has fresh tater tots.
Really? Send them on down.
Yeah.
Send them on down. We need some.
All right.
Write that
man.
Down, Will. We need tater tots for next week.
Want to go outside, baby? Want to go outside?
Tater tots.
Oh, yeah, here we got another caller. Another, all right. This has been blowing up tonight.
Here's someone else harassing us tonight. This is Clone Homegrown, the traitor. Hang on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, is this 911?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an emergency.
What it is?
I'm out of weed.
Oh, man, me too. I can't help you with that.
Hurry up.
Yeah. What's going on, Mr. Moneybags? Can't be on the show anymore. What's up?
Not a lot, man. I was just calling in to see how it's going.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That you can't be on the show.
Yeah, well, he's all important.
I'm in bed with the wife.
Yeah. Here's a phone for you. Right?
Oh, okay.
You don't have to stop talking to my face. Jesus. You got to hit on.
I know how to use a phone.
There you go. Very well. Very well done. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. There it is.
How's it going?
Nothing. We haven't done one prank call yet. We've been on for like a half hour or so. It's pretty sad.
You guys are a little late.
Yeah, well, you know, I had shit going on, man. So, so did you go on before us? I saw it said clones, condom, sense, and
yeah, it went on for a little bit.
What happened to the stream? It started looping, man.
Yeah, it was down before I went on.
Mm. We did a good thing then, man. Well, you know, you should totally warm up the crowd for me. Start around 8 o'clock and just do until like.
Well, I only started with like 6 listeners and got up to like 10 or 11.
Oh, that's good. That's a good night, man. Better than I'm doing. How many listeners I got now? I probably got like 24. 35.
Oh, no,
respect.
Not bad.
Respect.
That's hey, y'all have a competition.
That's crap. That's less than KDK gets. That's
give
sad.
You until July 4th to. Is KDK on Thursdays now?
No. He's not on Thursdays. He's on Wednesdays.
He wouldn't
Sundays.
Dare to compete.
KDK. KDK isn't on at all, if you ask me. Yeah, man. So, you want to do a prank call?
Alright.
Is that the purpose of this call?
Do a prank.
Other than you're out of weed? I know you're not out of weed.
No.
Liar.
Liar.
Bullshit. He be jonesing for weed. Like, oh, I gotta get weed.
Hey, you were jonesing here, like, earlier.
Me?
Yeah, you were. You were like, I quit, but I'm probably not gonna quit after a couple days.
No. I'm quit. I've been fine. Nothing. Uh-huh. I've only hit Athena twice this week so far.
Alright.
We're okay. We're okay. Hey, Clone, your wife smokes, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Good for you, man. We're gonna. Okay. Well, that's gay. We've got a few places here. Let me. Ooh, what we got? Hot Diggity Dogs, Quickie Mart. That's last week. Sin City Tattoos, Scooby Doo's, in Massachusetts. What
I want to get a tattoo of Scooby Doo.
Hold a tattoo.
All right, Scooby-Doo's? No. What's the tattoo? I lost it here already. Sin City Tattoos.
Tell them you want a tattoo of yourself on your back.
That's right. Like Steve-O's got. Steve-O has got the one. He's like, yeah, I'm cool. It's like, yeah. It's huge, too. It's
I
like
don't
a,
know. I don't know. I
got an invisible tattoo.
Yeah? Invisible ink?
Yeah.
Do they have glow-in-the-dark ink for tattoos? That'd be awesome. Can you do that?
Yeah, you die.
Yeah, probably. All right. That'd be sad.
Getting rashes everywhere.
They should do that, man.
I'm going to tell them I got glow in the dark and it doesn't glow.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I got ripped off, man. All right, cool.
The semen that the guy was putting in. There.
Something fucked up. Oh, you heard about the dude that in South America or something? He went to this tattoo parlor and he wanted to get a tattoo on his back of his soccer team. But the tattoo place he went to, the guy was a fan of the rival team. He was in a rival town, so the guy drew a big penis on his back.
Oh,
it was on. They were talking about that in the news like 3 days ago. I was like, that's pretty fucked up, man. Yeah, so he's got a big dick on his back.
And
now.
Made him pay for it too. I bet.
Damn, man. Yeah. I wonder how long he went before they figured it out. It was like Europe, or it was one of those soccer.
If it was here in the U.S., they would sue like a mofo.
Yeah. Well, you know about the Chinese tattoos, right? The Chinese letters that a lot of people are starting to say that they say. They don't say anything. Like, I guess some guy, like, he says, like, I'm, they said, like, rock and roll. He wanted to get rock and roll.
And it says, I'm Jewish?
Yeah, it says something dumb, like, I'm gay or something like that, completely. Like, I suck cock or something. I don't know why you want to put a Chinese letter. We got to move on. You're right, Will.
If you're not Chinese, why would you? I don't get it.
I don't know, right? What the hell's that? You know, we're going to go to war to China, and he's going to end up in an internment camp for being a traitor.
Just put it in English.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going to rock those flags that go on your rear-view mirror and just have an American flag. Because everybody got every flag from every country.
American flag.
But you don't see one with the damn USA flag.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm putting one up.
I'm going to put the Florida flag up.
There you go.
Florida.
I don't even know what it looks like.
It looks like the Confederate flag, but it's like red and white. Yeah. Well, like the Alabama flag is straight up. Half of it's the Confederate flag.
Wait. California has a bear.
That's awesome. I'm going to get the California flag on my rearview mirror.
It has a Big Dipper. That's fine.
Yeah, on a CD, like the Puerto Ricans do. Them Puerto Ricans. Yeah. All right, damn look. Puerto Ricans, man. I'm tired of Puerto Ricans. I'm Puerto Rican. Look at me. I'm cool. Yeah, whatever.
All right, well, we're going to put some elevated music on.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Clone's going to call a tattoo.
We're going to do this right here.
All right. Hang up the phone, Will. Hang on the phone, Clone. Don't kill you, then the soap will. Dope skill. Nickname Musty. Aw. Bitch. Yeah, fuck it. Hang on. You would think they'd be. They're supposed to.
What else you got?
Scooby-Doo's. I got Big Ball Sports.
Big Ball.
Hey, a black guy answered there. It's hard to get black people to answer the phone. It's really, I don't know why, but we never get black people answering the phone here.
Food stamps by the phone.
Yeah, that's right. You get to put food stamps by the phone. How do you start with black guy? Will, do you know how to start with black guy? You ever heard that joke? Sir? How do you start with black guy? That's the stupidest, oldest joke ever. You never heard that? You hide his food stamps on his work boots? I know you've heard that before. That's like,
no, I actually haven't.
That's fifth grade stuff. You're half black, clone.
No, why don't they make time in all black?
All right, what is that?
So they work.
So they're white. I get it. That's funny.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow, you're racist, man. So, no wonder we fired you.
Dude, I hate everybody.
No wonder we kicked you off this show. Big Ball Sports.
I'm racist to everybody.
You're half black, Will, or something.
I'm racist to hat.
Whatever. I got Funky Town. Oh, that's in Orlando. Look
at
that.
Funky Town. Yeah. Why don't you take me to Funky Town?
I got that song too. I'm playing for that guy. All right, we'll call Big Ball Sports. How's that sound? All right, we'll try this again. Hang on. Power just go out. Okay. The modem's holding at least.
Hello. Yeah, this is Big Ball Sports. Who's that? This is Big Ball Sports. Oh, you got the wrong number, man. This ain't Big Ball Sports. No, man, you got the wrong number. Who this? Huh? Who this? It ain't Big Boss, man. That's who it ain't. Big Boss. I ain't looking for Big Boss. I'm looking for Big Balls. Big Balls? Yeah. You got no, Big man. Balls? Yeah, I got Big Balls. How big are your balls? Big enough, brother, man. How much do you say hold, nigga?
Oh, man. That guy's funny sound.
What number did you call?
Big Ball Sports. That's it. It's a black guy. I think it was black. It sounded pretty black. It also says
you that number.
It says Print the Planet Company also. Please enter your destiny. Let me call him back. Hang on. Will allow you to talk for 2 hours 36 seconds. You want to take this or should I?
Go ahead.
All right. Way down Moses, down in Jesus' land, tell old Pharaoh. Will you sing it with me, brother man?
You got the wrong number, man.
Will you sing Let My People Go?
You got the wrong people, man.
Sing Let My People Go. Damn it. Let My People Go. I gotta get that song. Swing down, swing low, sweet chariot. That guy has he's got big balls. Hang on, let me clear the line. Scooby Dooby Doo looking for
Latina
you.
Latina woman, ass
clear. Oh, a Latina woman.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. You want to talk to a Latina woman, clone homegirl?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that. Clinton, Mass. Is that in Massachusetts? Or is that
it's Eastern Time, so 12:30.
I don't know. They confirmed. Wow, that confirmed like 2 hours ago, man. Okay. Now, yeah, we don't want to do that. But we'll call Funky Town.
What's Funky Town?
Funky Town. Some dude named J.D. has Funky Town Music in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
407.
I don't think he'll be open.
You don't think? I don't know. Yeah. It's Funky Town,
he answered
man.
Only
An hour ago.
Not even that. Well, okay, yeah.
Close. It's pushing an hour. All right. Hang on, Clem. Good luck with this.
So,
right. Holy shit. You know what I found out last night?
What?
You know what? You know they closed the Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios, man?
Right. Oh, they closed that?
That's my favorite ride, man.
I like the SpongeBob 3D fucking movie ride at Six Flags, man.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a... We need to get a Six Flags.
Shrek 4D.
Shrek 4D. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, take that. We got four dimensions, Clem. What's up with that? Yeah. Well, you know. SpongeBob.
That's what it is. It's 4D.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they say...
But he's upgrading it. While
yeah, yeah, he's like, yeah, we got 5D, 5D. Fuck that.
Fuck that, it's 10D, nigga.
But apparently they took away Back to the Future. They're going to replace it with either The Simpsons ride, Fast and the Furious, or War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds would be cool. Yeah, oh, Simpsons, though.
All the movie renditions sucked.
I like War
okay,
of the Worlds.
Okay, the newest one they had the was okay, but the original War of the Worlds movie that they had sucked.
It was black and white from the 50s, man. What do you expect?
No, I'm talking about the one they had right before the one with that nigga...
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. The one right before that.
What do you mean right before that?
I seen it. Oh, you must not have seen it.
Another one? There
you
was
got a
one?
Color one that...
Was
that
a pirate copy?
No, it was like some suck-ass...
Was it made in Korea?
It was slow and boring, and they didn't have all the robots.
You sure you weren't watching, Independence Day?
No, it wasn't Independence
Day. Independence Day, right, that might be cool. You could fly into the ship and blow it up and come out. That would be awesome. They already got Men in Black out there, man. Fucking, let's work on that. We got to open up a movie theme park, man. Like that.
All movies.
Terminators already exist. They got that stupid Terminator
They need to
show.
Redo that, though. They need to come out with a new one.
Yeah, they got Shaq in it. Yeah, whenever they do... You ever seen the show and, like, Sarah Connor is shorter than the person who plays the kid every time? Like, it's so stupid, man. It's so fucking... Yeah. All right, hang on. Who are we calling again? Funky Town Music. Take me down. Do I have that song?
JD.
Huh?
JD.
Diaz. He's Puerto Rican, probably. Funky... Yeah. Oh, there is Funky Town. All right, Funky Town. All right, hang on.
Yo, hello. How you doing, eh? I'm in town. I was looking for Funky Town.
This is 1 a.m. Who is this?
Is this Funky Town?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a party.
You have 1 minute remaining.
For what?
For a party caterer? You cater to party?
No.
No.
No, motherfucker. Hang on.
Didn't you say you had 2 hours before?
I did the old number in accident.
What time is it?
I'm high. He's not one, it's 12:30, stupid guy. Okay. Hang on. And why did I use a phone card when that's a local number? Why didn't I just block my number?
I don't know, but you had 1 minute left on that phone card.
I'm stupid. Well, it didn't. That's what it lasted, a minute, so it's fine. We're okay there. All right, Clem, we're out of numbers. I got one left. I'm going to try to call that on my own.
Hey, we can call Misery. We got some people that have internet out, and you can talk about that.
You can offer them new internet service, man.
So that company don't work. We'll come and install it tomorrow.
Hey. You want to call somebody as a tech and try to fucking get them to delete their computer?
Oh, yeah.
That's, let's do that. Hang on. What would we do without you, Clint? Hang on, I'll pull it up here.
Isn't it,
there we go.
That form, what's it, CMD
like,
slash?
One of us, you know the DOS?
Yeah,
it's C format, C
colon. No, it's MBR slash, Oh, man, now it's on blanks.
How do you...
Shit.
There's something... I thought it was format slash C or something like that. Isn't it format...
Dell or something.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
We wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, no, it's,
Virginia Watkins. This is Virginia Watkins.
You have porn on your computer.
Yeah, that's an old... Yeah, that's a good prank. That's a good prank. Hang on, maybe we can reference that. What's that called?
Tell you with the, what's the... FDA, and you have a problem with the porn on a computer.
The FDA?
She don't know what FDA is. That's more.
Clint, are you working yet, man? Weren't you delivering flowers for a few weeks or something?
For a while.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun job. You know what the job I want, man? Delivering water. The big water bottles? No one fucks with the water guy ever. No one gives him any shit.
Because he's fucking built like a brick shit house.
Yeah, I guess I can't.
Isn't
do
it isn't it MBR slash F or MBR?
I don't know anything about computers. Right, I just
I'm gonna go on the other one and look at
another computer and find out how to fuck up someone's computer real quick. And I don't know. All right, Clone, I'm gonna let you go, man.
All right, man, that's cool.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
No problem, bro. Take it easy.
All right, peace out, man. Show. Good talking to you. You too, man.
Keep that bong hit coming.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Later.
Peace.
Oh.
Master, I got your master boot record right here.
It takes
2 seconds? Well, you can recover that. You know who knows? Madman. Madman, you're the resident nerd. Madman, what do I have to protect?
I know, man.
Uh-oh, Milkman. Oh, so Milkman says it's not cool.
No, I fix computers every day, man, but that's not cool, man.
Oh, look at this guy. Funky Time reminds the Shrek 2. That's the Shrek 2? I guess it is. Yeah, well, Milkman doesn't approve of fucking up people's computers, apparently, so I guess we can't, you know, whatever. He's like Dr. Lego over here telling us, don't do that. I'm kidding, Milkman. I love you, man. Not like that, but I like you, at least.
That's cool, man.
No, this is cool. It's all right. So what do we do now? More prank?
I'd rather do a better prank, man. Why don't you call Deborah Mansfield and fuck with her, man?
I love Deborah Mansfield. Dosprom.
Have Will call her.
Will? Yeah, you gotta get involved, Will. Right. That thing travels, you know.
It's F.
She is an angry, alcoholic, drug addicted black woman in Indianapolis.
We've talked to her many times. Okay, the master boot record.
It's FDIS/MBR.
And that'll do what exactly?
That'll delete their boot record so that it won't know where the operating system's at.
Wow.
So it'll just come up and say, unable to find operating system.
That's sad.
It could still be fixed, but it's still fucked up.
They don't know how to. No, these people don't know what
the
hell.
These customers.
Yeah. These people don't know what the hell hit them. Yeah. All they know is the internet's out and they want it up now.
Yeah, they're bastards. Bastards, these are. These people. Milkman, you don't understand how much stress I'm under because of these people. But it's okay. I understand. We want good karma here. We don't, you know, heaven forbid something here happened to the show. What would you people do? You know what I mean? Hey, I got something we can do. I'm going to check my blood sugar live on the air.
All right.
All right. Let's see how high
is
my
blood
sugar is.
Is it the 5-second one?
No.
Yeah. No, it's about 6. Any guesses on what my blood sugar is? Normal is 120. That's safe. Let's see here. I'll get my machine up.
189,
I wish. It was 300 earlier today. Milkman, you get a lot of background noise, man. All right, here we go. I don't have enough blood. Oh, I do. Look at that. Right. Okay, drum roll, please. Where's the thing? Okay, it's not that bad. It's 242, everybody.
All right.
That's really... It's like almost 3 times the normal limit, dude. I'm going to die. I should really not be drinking beer tonight. I could go into diabetic coma, Will, and you'd have to carry me down the stairs.
I will.
Yeah, right.
I'll drag you down feet first.
Yeah,
you're
just
going to
throw me down. All right, so the chat room. People are saying Phil Connor says that he does not agree. He does not approve of Milkman. There you go.
Did you read the following comment?
No, I'm not paying attention to those
you
people.
You both suck.
Well, good.
Each other.
Oh, yeah. Mike Itty says you suck cock and that you're an old Jew. Fuck, you're not Jewish. I mean, come on, let's not get rude.
No, man. He shouldn't talk like about Lego like that. That's not cool.
Yeah. MSC3 Clay, he's a fellow diabetic. What's up, brother? He says we should all check our blood sugar. That's right. Very well. He hasn't checked his since the
Sweet Kisses is too, man.
Yeah, you got to check your blood sugar 3 times a day. Fasting in the morning, after breakfast, and after dinner. Very, very important.
You've been getting too much sugar from Tina. That's why you got your high sugar.
A little salty. It's been a little salty lately.
We're just going to leave that one.
We're just
going to
like, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Just we're going to...
And for the next topic, who are we going to call?
How about them Bears, man?
How about them Bears?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, what about them Bears, man? No. Hey, wait till the Colts get a hold of them.
Them big grizzly bears, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Them Colts.
All right, man, let's call Deborah or let's call Charlie. Call all Charlie, right. Father McQuarters.
All right, well, Father McQuarters. Father McQuarters. That's, I do bad voices, Irish voices. I can't do them. Charlie, I haven't done one prank call at all here. I haven't done a prank call like in 3 weeks.
You didn't do one last week.
Did I do one last week?
No.
I don't think I did one at all last week, did I?
No.
Yeah, anyway.
No.
All right, so we got a lot of Colts fans in the chat room.
No.
Good for them. Too bad they're going to lose in next another week. But.
No.
Well, you're a Colts fan?
No.
All right, good. All right, man. How about some Cameron?
No.
All right, we're right back after this. Milkman, you got to do something about your background. Killing me, Milkman. I'm in trouble, need bail money. Didn't work.
Right, call Denver Mansfield.
Man, I'm taking a shit. I got you on speakerphone. Speaker mic.
Come out with your pants down.
I moved the mic away because it was making too much noise.
That's fine.
I was typing.
That's fine. That's fine, man. You can make noise over there. Just not, don't make too much noise, man.
Just make the.
Try Deborah Mansfield, man.
That hoe.
Make that bubbling noise for me.
Bubbling noise.
Also, Omni102 asked if you'll call his number that he sent in.
Okay, that's.
I sent it to you already.
20. He's.
Yeah. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
That was a double one, too. Right on, man. Cool.
My shit is clogged.
That sucks. This guy's name is John. And he lives in New York.
Yeah.
He's 25 with long hair. Well, he's just asking for it right there, man.
Do you have long hair, sir?
Yeah.
Do you have long hair, sisters? All right, we'll call him.
You got long pubes?
You got long pubes. You'll braid your pubes.
I'm going to dread it up for you.
That's sick. Will's got problems.
I'm a grizzly bear.
It's Dunkirk, New York.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Hey, what's going on, Jim? Hello? Hey, not much. How you doing, bro? Pretty good. This is John, right?
Yeah.
I said Jim. I'm very disrespectful. My name is Bruce, and... a friend of yours asked us to give you a call. My daughter has cancer, and she's going into chemotherapy next week, and she's due to lose all her hair. And we're wondering if maybe you could donate, you know, get a haircut and donate your hair for make a wig for her.
No, I'm sorry, I don't have enough hair.
We'll pay you some money. Now, how much money do you need right now? Is there anything out there you like? Xbox 360? You got some of those here?
No, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
There's gotta be something we can do, John. Come on, work with me.
I'm very busy.
Come on, do business. Come on. I want your hair.
Huh?
What about your pubic hair? I guess that's not gonna work. He doesn't want to part with his hair. He doesn't have long hair. This guy doesn't have long hair. You guys lied to me, man. Why are you putting me on the spot?
Will's over here dancing. We were talking about Will. You were saying that Will Smith used to dance to this with Carlton.
They had it on one episode where they were dancing that one song, this one right here.
Yeah.
And they were doing a little dance. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. They did. They seemed like they had a lot of fun in that show. You know.
You know Carlton.
Well, he always did the Tom Jones song. You know, it's not unusual. I don't think
it's not unusual to be in love by anyone.
That's true. It's not unusual.
That's the only thing I know from him.
From Tom Jones? You don't know What's Up, Pussycat?
Oh, I might have heard some, but I don't know him right offhand. I don't know him like that, you know? Yeah.
Milkman actually, Milkman's dad was related to Tom Jones.
Really?
But Milkman himself is not related to Tom Jones. I don't know how
that
works.
Yeah, that's what he says.
I don't know. How
about Bentley Dyer?
Yeah. Clone Homegrown says that Xanax is not a hard drug. Did you know that?
Xanax is weird. It turns me into a zombie.
It makes me angry.
No, it turns me into a zombie. I mean, literally, like, I'm not there and my alter ego comes out.
Your alter ego?
Well, like my...
Bill comes out?
What do you call it? Your unconsciousness?
Your Slim Shady?
Yeah. It comes out, really.
That's kind of scary, dude.
I got busted with that. That's why I got that PTI coming up, man.
Ah, for real?
That's why I got this probation coming up, because I got busted with like 200, 300 pills worth of that stuff on me.
200 pills of that?
Yeah, man.
And you didn't have a prescription?
No, it was a prescription refill. The stuff they refill the bottles that they have at the prescription store.
Well, you're in deep shit now.
Yeah.
Well, if you need a lawyer, I know a guy.
No. I got it all taken care of. I just got to do probation. That's it.
That sucks.
For 9 months, hopefully.
Just for carrying around illegal... I mean, it's legal, though.
It was a prescription. No, it was for the stores. It wasn't for consumer use. It was for the stores to refill their stuff.
How did you get a hold of that? Alright, I don't want to know.
We're just going to leave that one alone.
Alright.
I don't know who's listening.
So Will's going to jail, everybody.
Alright,
man. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back and do a few more prank calls if I have numbers. I don't know. Because Storm Shadow, a.k.a. Lonesome Loser, hasn't been communicating. That's right. We
tell
got
him
misery.
To just format F/MBI.
I don't know if we should.
Sweet Kisses, send in that number.
Sweet Kisses, send it on.
Come on, Sweet Kisses.
Chop, chop, woman.
I will give you Sweet Kisses all night long.
That's Milkman's girl.
Oh, wait, my
up.
Girl is. I can't be saying
yeah,
that.
You girls listen now.
Yeah, I'm going to get busted tonight. Yo, I'm not getting on tonight.
You in trouble
see?
Now.
Yeah.
That's it. You got your stand
you
here.
You got your meat in the grinder, boy.
You know?
All right, Athena, prepare the couch.
Okay, here's the number right now, sorry to
you. You know what? I don't even know if I'm going home now.
I've got long hair.
I might get smacked up the back of my head.
Yeah, I don't know. We got plenty of room here, man.
And she's going to text message me in like 30 seconds.
You say what?
What'd you say? You don't talk about that like that.
Yeah. All right, well, guys, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back and do some more prank calls, and we'll call it a night. So that's it. It's 12:47 a.m. It's Friday. Congratulations, TGIF. Poets
Time
Day.
To call in, crazy motherfucker from Cali.
We're right back after this. MadhouseLive.com.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck.
Why don't you
the fuck are you?
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just that one died.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
That's right. Can anybody hear me? I got like half sound. There. I guess that's working. I don't know.
Crazy.
You know this song, Will?
I've heard it a couple of times. My roommates all play this stuff.
That's good.
They play all that underground.
Right. Okay, yeah.
This is an underground. It's like
he sent you something.
Young Jeezy. I got this from Madman when he came and he visited. Someday, one day. Milkman.
Oh, that Snoop Dogg song I sent you.
Bill Bailey.
What was that? Milkman. That was Jimi Hendrix, right? I gotta find it.
Yeah.
I gotta find it real quick. Let me type it in here. Jimmy Snoop. Not there. Hang on, let me work on... There it is.
Might be under mashup.
It's under Google Talk. I gotta hear them. Don't worry. I'll play that next. The next,
Did you get that Peyton Manning song I sent you?
No. You sent me a Peyton Manning song?
Dude, I sent it to you, like, a week ago.
Man, I would want to play that one. I don't like Peyton Manning. I feel for the guy, you know.
You ought to hear him sing. You'll really like him then.
I don't know, man. Don't let Andy hear you talking about the Colts, man. He'll get pissed off. He's a Bears fan, man.
The Bears
you know
are
what?
What?
Too bad, Andy.
Shit, too bad. You're going to lose, man. Hey, check out the retards in his bar.
Oh, wait.
Look at that guy. He's on a bike.
It's hey, Special Ed.
Hey, got your bike. Look at that dude right there. He looks like Beetlejuice.
You should do a call like that.
Yeah.
I just got the number to get the how many movie tickets you have.
That's not funny, bro. My brother's retarded. Milkman's retarded. All right. Madman lives in Chicago.
Don't talk that way about me.
Madman, are you ready? Madman's a Bears fan. Are you ready for the... All right, Milkman. Relax over there.
We should three-way somebody.
Hey.
Just let them listen into a conversation between, like, two retards.
Call that number I just sent you.
Okay. Who's
Bill Bailey.
Beetle Bailey? Bill Bailey.
Beetle Bailey.
Won't
yeah.
You, what's this? Who sent this in? Omi?
Sweet Kisses.
Sweet Kisses, won't you come home? LOL. He will probably sound high or drunk. He might be a good one to call. Mess with his head. Is he drunk? He probably will sound high or drunk. Alright, cool. Cool, we'll do that. Alright.
Hey, you know who we should call them? What do you call it? Sexual offenders?
Sexual offenders?
I'm 12 years old. I need you to come.
Are you going to call Prankmaster?
Prankmaster. Yeah. You know who Prankmaster is, Will? You don't know.
I don't know Prankmaster. I will admit, I don't know who he is.
He's a pedophile.
Okay, let me ask you, who... Okay.
Admitted.
I know this show is the best, but who's, like, one of the best prank callers that, you know, like, the prank history top guru? Who's your favorite pranker?
Like, on these stations or, like, all time?
All time.
Oh, all time. I mean, Jerky Boys are always going
to
be the king.
I used to have that CD.
Yeah.
Talking about, you poisoned my food in my eye.
Yeah.
The snake
poisoned eye.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think, the Jerky Boys are always going to be the kings because they're the ones that became the most successful. They had a movie. They had tons of CDs that came out, made a lot of money before they left. Jerky Boys are always
going to
be.
I wonder what they're doing now.
They broke up. I know Kamal. I mean, they do stuff on their own and they do appearances here and there, but they don't get.
But I mean, they're probably working at Mickey D's or something.
No, they got money.
Oh yeah,
they got their stash. I'm sure they do.
I don't know. I don't keep up with that.
After that, I'd say Touchstone Terrorists are probably next. You know, that dude's pretty funny. Touchstone Terrorist. He still does stuff for the Stern Show every once in a while.
He says that he drinks a pint of whiskey every night.
Yeah. You know the Touchstone Terrorist, right, Will?
No. You know what? I don't keep up with the whole prank call.
Man.
What's amazing is that we met up, or you know what? I seen your show on Winamp.
Yeah. Before you
met me. Your show. I seen the prank call, you know,
PCU.
I was seeing you in PCU. And then you gave me the card and was like, yo, just check out the show, whatever. I was like, wait, PCU? It's like, that's what's up. I was just seeing that the other week.
Yeah.
Like,
see?
not too long ago. And then you were working with me. I was like, that's what's up.
You didn't even know. And I
didn't know.
I was a D-list celebrity right next to you the whole time. Not D-list. I'm like H-list celebrity. I got like 5 fans out there. But I love you.
Hey, you got more than 5 fans. Come on now. You don't want to put down the fans, man.
I know. I love you fans. Thank you.
We love you guys.
Keep me on the air,
you guys,
man.
Need to call in more often. Everybody, just call in.
Yeah. Here's Touchstone Terrorists. This is a old call.
Oh, we got a call.
Customer service, can I help you?
Yes, I hope you can. last year I had your service. I had a lot of problems.
Signed up? Let me get you signed up here.
No. I don't want to be signed up. I want to be signed off.
Well, why do you want it? You're already with us. Now you want to disconnect already? Why do you...
I'm not happy with your service.
Who are you going to sign up with?
That's my personal business, please.
They're all no good.
Look, sir, I'm not calling you to debate my personal life with
well,
you.
Well, I'm just wondering why on earth you'd want to cancel.
Because I'm not happy with... I received
we're the best. Well, I tell you, we'll give you 1,000 unlimited free hours.
I don't want that. I want to cancel this free subscription that I just put in.
This is AOL, basically.
Computer. I want you to not bill my account.
Let me give you a new access code. It's 149.
Sir! Is there somebody else I could speak to?
Oh, you sure awful disagreeable this morning, miss.
Well, I'm trying to cancel something I'm not pleased with, and you're giving me a debate.
Oh, well, they talk to this customer. She's complaining.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, this is Willie, the supervisor. What's going on here?
Sir, I'm just trying to cancel my...
Jim Bob said you was complaining. He didn't say you called to cancel. He said you called to complain.
Because he's debating with
you. Yeah, he was going to give you a new access code.
I don't want...
And a new password.
I don't want...
Why not?
Sir, that's my personal business. I don't want... And I just last week got your free month free and tried it again.
Let me give you a new passcode.
Sir, I do not want...
1495W as in watermelon, J as in Rwanda.
Who do I have to talk to cancel this? Because if you take it out of my account, I will sue you.
Did you write this down?
No, I didn't.
I'm giving you 1,005.
I don't want... I've got three discs of this. I don't want this.
Did I say free?
Do you have another supervisor? Because I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah,
I
let me get my supervisor.
45 days for free.
I love it. Did I say free? I love when he says that part. It's so funny. Did I mention free?
I was just going to give it to you and bill you all your credit card.
Yeah. God. Access codes. Yeah, well.
You got to send me a call. That's a classic, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. DMX, man. Isn't
like
he in jail?
He hung up.
What happened with
him? I would think he would be because he pretended like he was an FBI agent and then raided like some security shack or something.
He did something weird. Didn't he try to,
didn't
try
to run somebody over with his SUV or something?
What's wrong with DMX, man?
I don't know, man. He used to be off the hook and then he was like, you know what? I'm not recording for the labels no more.
Whatever, man.
I was like, yo, just finish it up.
Make, make 40 money.
Crappy songs.
Yeah.
Crappy songs, and it'll be done.
Yeah.
Get paid. Whatever.
Yeah. DMX has got problems, man. Yeah, he did. He's in trouble for impersonating a federal agent or something, you know? I don't know. It's a weird story. We got to find out. Milkman, find out about DMX.
All right. All
right. DMX. All right. Milkman's like, all right. DMX, how you spell that?
What's the number to 911?
Bicycle motocross?
That's the one right there, man. Close enough. All right. Peyton Manning's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Holy dog shit. That's
awesome. Ooh, we got another caller.
Oh, my God. It's from Vegas. Wow, man. What stays in Brandon. Vegas, prays in Vegas.
Is this one of our listeners?
Sure it is. Brandon. All right. I bet you it's Brandon Vegas.
Motherfucker, you on the air?
He's got an all-night account now.
Hello.
Brandon Vegas,
I knew it was. I told you, Will. Give me a ding for that. Where's my ding? All right, cool.
You like that,
hey,
you don't you?
Las Vegas on the caller ID, you know it's me.
Yeah, exactly. Who else, man? What's the saying? What stays in Vegas plays in Vegas? What is it?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Is that real? Is that for real?
You like that, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what I heard? Tell me this is true. I heard the cops in Vegas... that they'll cuff you for no reason. Like, the second you get pulled over, they're all about cuffing you and locking you down. Like, they're super...
shooting you.
Yeah? Or shooting you, really?
Wow. Don't they have the cops that wear the little tight, the booty shorts?
That's Reno 911.
Oh, close enough.
When's that movie coming out, man?
I don't know. They should...
Yeah, that Reno 911 Miami movie. That's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that. So, what's up, Vegas, man? Brandon Vegas, what's going on with you, man?
Not much. Said he wanted to check in with some of the new listeners. I'm not new, but new to him.
Oh, you're old school.
Okay.
Yeah. Will, this is Brandon Vegas. He's an old-time listener.
All right.
He's been listening since the foundation in 92.
Okay.
No, I don't know what he's been listening.
95, maybe?
95.
Okay.
Since 87. Before the internet was around, we used to do this all. We used to, like, trade around tapes. That's how we did.
So when's the anniversary date? You got to do a big show.
January 26th.
Is it?
Oh, shit. That's right now,
that's
man.
That's like today, isn't it?
All right, man. All right. Happy anniversary.
No, it's not January 26th.
Yeah, it is. 26th, right?
No, I know, but...
My computer says...
When did you start the show?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
September... No, October... July... Milkman, what's the anniversary? When did we start the show? July of 2005?
Yes.
Something like that.
So we need to do a big show.
No, we had an anniversary show last year.
Okay, we got to have another one.
Well, it's not July yet.
I know. We got 5 or 6 months. We got to prepare for it.
Look, this guy jumping the gun already.
Hey.
Hey.
Get on the gun.
Come on, baby. We'll have an 18th month anniversary here next week.
All right.
All right, man. So, man, where were you at? You said you were missing. You said you were back in Vegas. Where were you before? L.A.?
So I was in back in North Dakota for a couple weeks.
Oh, North Dakota. So we talk about this place. What is exactly there to do in North Dakota?
Oh, wait. Isn't that where Brokeback Mountain's at?
No. Oh. Is it?
No.
Is that, I think that's South Dakota.
Oh, close enough.
Talking about Mount Rushmore? What?
Yeah. So North Dakota now. What's better, North Dakota or South Dakota? What's the big difference between the two?
Nothing, really, except for the fucking mountains, that's about it.
Any Puerto Ricans up there?
Mexicans up there?
Yeah.
Mexicans are everywhere, man. Dude, they got that labor, man. That's how they get us. We get that cheap labor. They're everywhere, man, pretty soon.
Yeah, it's like them building the...
Yeah, that's something, man. I know there's Mexicans in Vegas. I'm not even going to ask about that. I know for sure there are.
It's like us building the... My bad, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Vegas.
But half the city's Mexicans here, man.
Yeah, that's true. Built by the mob and the Mexicans, man. That's awesome. But see, that's the thing, man. Vegas, and I've talked about this before. It's the kind of place where if you want to get drunk, all you have to do is go to the casino, you know, play a few nickel slots, and it'll bring you, right? Do you still get served alcohol if you're playing at the nickel slots, right?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends where you go.
Really? Yeah. I got to go. Have you been to Vegas, Will?
No, not yet, but that's where I was conceived.
Yeah. Oh. Is that how it happened? Okay.
That's right.
All right, cool. On the streets or in the hotel?
In the hotel.
Awesome. Good deal, man.
Took a train there.
I don't know how I was conceived at all. I don't think it was natural.
You probably have an ass. You're probably not that close.
I was conceived on a toilet seat, to be honest with you.
You need to ask your parents to get caught up.
I don't want to know how I was conceived.
They'd be too scared to tell you. My parents are so cool.
Yeah.
My dad dry humps my mom while I'm over there visiting.
That's great.
On the couch.
That's kind of creepy. So that's what happened.
You know.
And he was in the Marines or something?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you live in Japan, too?
Yep.
Wow. How old were you in Japan?
13, 14, 15.
Wow. That's the best time right there, man. That's Japan. Tokyo, you were by Okinawa, right?
Okinawa is like 1,000 miles away from mainland Japan.
Yeah. So there's not much to do in Okinawa then, right?
No.
That sucks.
But anyway.
Yeah, all right, anyway.
Well, what's he up to?
Vegas. What are you up to, man?
Drinking some beers, listening to the show.
Word.
We're drinking Miller Lite here tonight.
What you drinking?
Miller Lite.
All right.
Oh, we got Milkman coming with you. Look, isn't Milkman awesome off the wire? Hip-hop icon DMX arrested in June, charged with driving without a license and jailed overnight after missing 2 court appearances and is going to trial.
That's it?
Man,
I need to impersonate an FBI agent to go run somebody over. All he got?
I think he impersonated. He said he was an FBI agent, but he was talking to a cop or something. He was like, "I'm an FBI agent," and the guy's like, "Really? Okay." And I think he like ran over, like he was in some kind of parking garage or some weird shit. I don't know, something weird. I think MX is nuts. All right, Vegas.
He was on X or something or Z's or something.
He's on J's. All right, Brandon Vegas. Thanks for calling in, bro. All
right, talk to you later.
It's good talking to you, man.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
All right. You know what the next thing we should do? Okay, besides the...
prank call.
Matter of fact, you know what? On the anniversary, we should figure out if we can get some time slots available to do a marathon.
A marathon?
Yeah.
I had to get time off of work and stuff for that.
Well, you never know. Plan in advance.
DMX considers changing name for spiritual reasons. What the hell is
it going to be? The sign.
The sign. What's it going to be?
The artist.
Of the Bible. The hell? DMX, man. Oh, that guy. He's bummed the fuck out.
Turn that off.
Yeah, you do that.
It's
I got
DMX.
More DMX songs.
Look at that. DMX.
Nah, this is a DMX song. Right
When's the last time he came out with an album?
God, man, like 5 years ago?
Yeah, it has been about 5 years.
Yeah, but he was the hot shit back in the day.
One of my ex-roommates is all about DMX.
Yeah.
All I want
to hear. He's a good guy.
All I want
to hear. Dr. Dre discovered him, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Dre's one of Dre's prodigies, man.
Like Eminem and 50 Cent.
Yep. And Eazy-E.
I thought they were in the same group.
Who? DMX?
Eazy-E and Dr. Dre.
Yeah,
and
N.W.A.
Dogg, N.W.A. No, niggas with attitude.
Snoop Dogg wasn't in N.W.A. It was that was Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, MC Yella, and DJ Ren, MC Ren.
Okay, I got that all wrong.
Yeah. And then Dre found Snoop later on. That's how that worked. Ain't that right, Milkman?
That's right, man.
Yeah, Milkman's having fun. Okay, I think I'm going to have to do that soon for spiritual reasons, he told MTV Europe after shedding the Darkman X name. Oh, that's what it stands for, Darkman X.
New York.
Wow. Cool, man. Awesome. New York. One hell of a town.
Motherfucker, you on the air.
That's the fucking madhouse, nigga.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's the word, brother? You're having a fucking exciting show tonight, man.
You think?
Yeah, well, you know, you always got the fucking good show. It's like, it's got a format to it. It's an actual show.
It's no Zolar Vision, though.
No. You know why? Because fucking Zolar Vision is a fucking train wreck every time, brother.
No, man, it's a good show. I listen every week still, man. What are you talking about?
Well, that's the format of Zolar Vision. Oh. It's like a train wreck. It's supposed to resemble like somebody wanted it to look like a fucking train wreck, but it really is a train wreck.
It's an organized chaos.
Yeah, but it's not. It's really chaos. But I want people to think it's organized chaos. Yeah.
Man, I was listening to the roundtable today at work, and I was hoping to hear you, and all I heard was that fat bitch Joey Boots talking shit.
Yeah, they don't invite me as much as they used to, but Mutt actually asked me what date I'd like to be on next, and I should take a pick and choose what date I'd like to be on, but I haven't done that yet, so I still have an available slot coming up.
Good. Good, man. Let me know.
Anyway, my phone is very fucking iffy, so if it sounds like I cut out... it's my phone. I got a bad phone. But I wanted to ask you,
sir.
Not because, you know, I'm asking you to, you know, fucking get off the air or anything. What time are you going to be on till tonight?
About 9. I'm going to think I might do until 1:30 because I got class tomorrow at 7:30.
Okay, because right after that, I'm going to fucking put Johnny Frotto on the air. He's having a big fight with SFN and fucking Eric the Midget got banned. And
I heard about
that.
He
gets banned from SF. What?
I heard about that. I read it today, and I heard they were talking about it on the Star Fan Network, and Howard talked about it today, too, I heard.
Yeah, but no, now it's really blown up. That stupid social club thing they got going, he's blown off.
I'm sorry. Will stepping out real quick. But yeah, I heard Howard talking about this, and this is the, is that that one thread that Johnny Frotto guy? I don't really follow it that much. This is really...
Right, me neither. But, I mean, I happen to know Johnny. I know of the thread. And I just got, like, in the middle of it. So
second
I'm going to let fucking Johnny go on PCR and fucking vent. And Eric the Midget got thrown off the fucking SFN. And just now, it just happened just now. Like,
oh,
got
shit.
Banned. Yeah, like, he was having a big argument with Mutt.
Yeah, I heard Howard telling him today, what was it exactly, like, if your feelings are going to get hurt, just don't call in again, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's for real, because, you know, Eric calls in, and he's signal, but he's, I don't know, it's dragging this thing. When is he going to fly with those damn balloons, man? Get it over with. Ever since they started last year, they've been talking about this.
Yeah, but really, Eric would fly with the balloons, but it's physically impossible to do it inside the studio, so I guess Howard tries to make it look like, you know, it's Eric who's reluctant to do it.
They should do it like in a hangar or something, like an airplane hangar.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
They should do it in one of those airplanes. But that would mean that Howard would have to pay for something. Unless somebody was donating every single aspect of it, they would never do it.
Yeah, and pilots don't listen to Howard.
Anything that's done on the Howard Stern show that involves cash is supposed to come out of that $500 million that they paid him.
Oh, really? So they don't get any leeway at all?
No, that money is his budget, and whatever he can come out with in the next 5 years after paying for all that shit is his pocket change.
All the best, yeah. Yeah, so that's why they're not going to Vegas either, huh?
Right, dude. That means fucking, unless he could get a sponsor to pay for all that, he's going to come out of pocket for that shit.
They need to. They need to, because those Vegas shows are off the hook. I mean, even you, man, you were out there all involved in that shit, man.
Well, I was lucky enough to have this show fucking pay for me, because back on terrestrial radio, they had real sponsors that paid big dollars to get on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're on Sirius, they don't have those sponsors coming over and forking the big dough over for a minute spot.
Right.
You know, so, like, by the adult industry, they brought me down there 1 year, and then the actual show brought me down there 1 year.
Right.
It was pretty cool. I got lucky all the time that I was down there, but... you know, that's boring to your people and stuff, man. I'm going to continue listening to your show, and as soon as you go off, I'm going to jump on fucking PCR and fucking let Johnny vent.
Well, tell you what. I'll give you, like, you know, 20 minutes. We'll wrap it up here because I really need to go. I was planning on not going further than 1:30. It's 1:15 now.
All right.
So give me, like, you know, 15 minutes, and I'll, you know, get yourself ready, get everything situated, you know. And
no doubt, brother.
And you can take over. Just keep listening. I'll give you the go-ahead. I'll give you the high sign, all right?
Awesome.
All right. Are you going to be on tomorrow, too, or is this in place?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be on tomorrow night, and that's just my normal show, but I'm going to let fucking Johnny do his venting right now.
Cool.
Just for sake of being on the air and
oh,
doing
yeah.
it.
I'll listen to that. All right. XYZolar.com is the website.
Awesome.
And Zolar Vision is the show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Carlito's Madhouse, along with the Milkman. Be irreplaceable.
All right. And the Will. And the Madman. All right, dude.
Oh. All right, Madman and Will. Take you later, babe. And I'll be on you in a little while.
Yeah. White power.
Love Zola. Yeah.
Will hits off to talk to the phone. I don't know how to use the phone.
Did you see that he's getting 70 days in Rikers Island?
Check out that retard right there holding that banner. He's all happy. Like, hey, look at me. I got
I
the, banner.
The banner.
Yay.
Yay.
Good old banners,
DMX
man.
DMX was sentenced to 70 days.
On Rikers.
In Rikers Island.
For what?
I
what?
Thought they closed Rikers Island down.
No, that's a great... No.
Oh, wait, that's the...
That's the Rock.
For violating
Rock,
probation
yeah.
and showing up late to the court hearing.
Oh, but well, who doesn't do it? Will's about to do that.
No, no. I showed up every time.
Right.
And they're talking about, oh, we can't extend it. Because apparently my roommate tossed the letter. Or no, he put the letter in his room, didn't remember that he had it. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to show up back in like June.
Oh, shit.
And ever since then, I've been coming back. Like, I've updated all my addresses. Y'all have not sent me nothing yet.
You gotta watch out with that,
because yeah.
they don't play. The state does not play, man. They will put,
fuck
they
the
will,
state.
Fuck the
I
state.
I hope they're listening right the fuck now.
Yeah, fuck you,
fuck
state.
The state. State fuck Florida. The district attorney.
Yeah.
Fuck the judge.
Right.
I don't remember his goddamn name.
Beavis.
Fuck them all.
That's right. You know what? I've never had a bad experience with a judge in Florida.
You're lucky.
I know.
I haven't had a bad experience yet.
I know.
But if I do, I think I'll figure out where he lives.
I looked at my thing. I got off with a $500. Did I tell you that that came up at work? I put down, you know, they ask you, have you ever been convicted or charged with a crime? And I said, no. Well, I was charged with possession. And then I got charged with possession, and I had a lawyer get into it. And I paid a lawyer $500, and my lawyer actually got the charge changed to disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
And I played no contest to it. So it doesn't even come up as possession. It's like I could just say, yeah, I was outside yelling like a motherfucker drunk, and you know, a cop came
disorderly
by.
Disorderly conduct. I got that. You know, no, I got disorderly conduct. No, let's go down the list of all the stuff I got.
Oh, great.
No, it's only
suddenly
like three
I'm
things.
Scared. No,
I got disorderly conduct for slapping a bitch's ass
on
Daytona Beach. It was black college reunion. I was slapping the asses just like everybody else there. It was like thousands of guys over there smacking all these bitches' ass. I smacked the one bitch's ass.
And
a woman cop comes and said, oh, you want to smack some ass, huh? And put me in cuffs before I even knew she was behind me.
Holy shit.
Yo, and they got me with disorderly conduct. They tell me, okay, you can pay a $250 fine. And, you know, you'll be good to go and whatever. Or like a $100 fine.
Right.
I show up to pay the fine. They're like, oh, wait, no. The Florida statute you broke, you gotta go to court and it's a misdemeanor. I was like, holy, what the hell? It's disorderly conduct.
Right, right.
But whatever, so I dealt with that. And then I was at Jimmy's Billiards, and then they gave me this look, they gave me a, they threw me down on the ground and
okay.
scraped up my shoulder, man.
The cops did?
Yo, they were just being nasty, man.
Yeah,
I didn't even do anything. My friends beat up this other dude. I hid in the bathroom. They came after me with the gun. Calling me names, like, get the fuck out the bathroom. Threw me on the floor. I spit on their keyboard, on their laptop, in the car.
Good. Fuck that, man. Oh, yeah. That's fucked up, man. The cop that arrested me, like, he's an asshole.
Pigs.
He was
the pigs.
He was my old wrestling coach in high school, man. I was like, motherfucker, you know him. You know, why you gotta be like that, man? It was like, you know, but, I had a lot more weed than they found, to be honest with you.
You know, when I told you I had them 300 pills.
Yeah.
I had a whole ounce on me, dog, and four quarters.
Didn't get it?
Split up. No, they found that, too.
Oh, shit.
They got the four quarters split up, and I'm lucky they didn't hit me with distribution.
Distribution, the minute you got that split up, they get you a distribution.
They did not hit me with the distribution. Yeah. They just hit me with trespassing, and then they've now dropped the trespassing, but they left the possession charges. I was like, well,
what?
Wait a minute. If the trespassing doesn't show up anywhere, how did you stop me in the first place?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, it doesn't matter if they got
they
you trespassing.
Do what they do,
and you know they tased me?
What?
And because I didn't have a dot to check it out, they can't hold it up in court.
So how was
I have two spots on my back where the taser hit me. They hit me from behind. It's not like I was coming at them or nothing.
They hit you from behind.
I was walking away talking about I'm going to go see my friends in the movie theater. Hit me with the taser, dog.
What's that like getting tased?
I don't know. I was on Xanax, dog.
yeah.
I don't remember a thing.
Well, you're probably running. That's probably why they tased
I was
you.
Not running. I know I'm I sure wasn't running. Running. I know right, I wasn't right. running. I was telling them, look, my friends, my roommate that I was with, he ended up going to the hospital. He didn't even know it. My other friends, they had pretty much bounced because it was time to go and she got picked up already.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for my keys, my car, and Kenny, my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find any three of them. He was in the hospital with the keys to my car. Even if I did find my car, I couldn't go
you
nowhere.
Couldn't go anywhere with it, yeah.
So I'm stuck. They're telling me to leave. I'm like, I'm meeting people at the movie theater. It was done from there. And then
fuck the police, man. It's fucked up, man. It's not fair, everybody. We got to do one more prank call before we turn it over.
Let's do it.
We got Lonesome Loser. Thank you, sir. He's sending a bunch of numbers here, but I can't get to all of them, man. We got Hooters of Mesa. We've called them before. We got D1 Suck. An Asian woman answered. We also have Jack in the Box. We got Pumpin' Pete's. Hollywood Video. Those still exist.
Oh, I just got a good one
yeah?
here.
Wow. Taboo Adult Video.
Taboo. Oh, I thought they were talking about the club down here.
Not the club down here, but they used to have boxing on Monday nights.
I want to get a VIP table there.
VIP. I'm not into the whole club thing. Bambi, she's 385 pounds and a lesbian.
Wow.
Have Jack Masterson call
her. Okay, we gotta figure out how to call this one.
All right, I'll call her next. Fine. Well, let me call one of Lonesome's numbers, and we'll call Bambi. We'll call it a night. We're gonna knock
Dunkin',
this out.
Duncan, New York.
Dunkirk. This is from Omi, man.
I'm gonna dive in your waves, girl.
Omi, yeah. One Kenobi. Dive in your waves.
Slap your ass and ride the waves.
Wow, that's fun. All right, we'll play a song, I suppose. We're gonna do another prank call here.
Your mama's so fat. When she sit around the house, she sit all the way around the house.
He's here all night. Hang on.
Your mama breath so bad her teeth duck out away whenever she speaks.
We're sorry. The party you have reached is not accepting private calls.
Oh,
if you want to allow your number to be displayed, hang up, dial *82 or 1182 on rotary phones. And redial the number.
Who the fuck has a rotary phone? Milkman does.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't have a Spooftail card right now. I don't have a Spooftail card right now, so that's not going to work.
How much is it?
Like $10.
Okay, well, maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Probably
and we'll pretend like we're the White House.
Speak up, man.
Start some groundbreaking stuff here soon, man.
Yeah, we do. We need to break the chain, break the mold.
You wait till this. We're going to do away with cards from now on, man. Real soon.
How's this?
I'll tell you about it later, man. Your buddy Milkman's got a new sleuth.
Oh shit! All right.
Hey, call Bill Bailey.
The foul.
The fucking mouth, everybody. 98.6. Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking about going out to, like, downtown with a sign that, you know, 98.6 the mouth and just have people call the phone number at 10 o'clock at night and just go down there while you're on the show live and say, call this number now.
Yeah. We should just do remotes for, like, the middle of nowhere. Yeah, you're on the mouth. Just get people, like, down the street and beating on the street.
No. I'm serious. Oh. I would go down while you're on the show live. Yeah. Oh, who we got
here?
Here
we go. The mouth's gone.
We got...
Oh, it's crazy fucker.
All right.
Oh, shit. We're never going to get off the air tonight. We got to make this quick, Milkman.
Time to play his harmonica again, man.
You're on the mouth.
Stop here soon, man.
Yeah, we do. We need to break the chain.
That sounds so gay. Hey.
Now
we got to wait for him.
Cards from now on, man. Real soon.
How's this?
I'll tell you about it later, man. Your buddy Milkman's got a new sleuth.
What?
Hey, call Bill Bailey.
The foul. the fucking mouth, everybody.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about going out to, like, downtown with a sign with, you know, 98.6 the mouth, and just have people call the phone number at 10 o'clock at night and just go down there while you're on the show live and say, call this number now. Yeah.
We should do remote, like, available.
I do, too.
You're on the mouth. You know, like, you know, just, like, get people, like, down the street.
I'm serious. I would go down while you're on the show live. Yeah. Oh,
here we go. The mouth's gone.
We got...
Oh, it's crazy. All right.
Oh,
shit. We're never going to get off the air tonight. We got to make this quick, though.
Sorry, the players are about to hit again, man.
You're on the mouth.
Yeah, we do. We need to break the, we need to break the chain.
That sounds okay.
Hey.
Right. He's not paying attention, right? We're going to cut him off.
Hello?
Yeah, now, right? Now that I said we're going to cut you off, huh?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man, I thought I heard dial tone.
Yeah, you got to don't listen on the computer, man. You got to listen.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to get through, and now I'm going to shut the volume down.
Yeah, we're on delay.
Hey, man, you're having a really good show, man, but don't play other people's clips. Make your own calls live, man. It's a lot better. I heard that clip about 10,000 times, dude.
Which one? Which one?
The one about, you know, the dude that called, you know, the pre-recorded one where the dude, he calls up
AOL.
You know, wanted to play that real quick.
What the fuck, man? I mean,
it's a nostalgia clip.
Yeah, I pay my subscription every month, and
you don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, let me ask you something. What has the Howard Stern show? Does that cost money to listen to?
Yeah, serious. Yeah, you got to pay monthly for it. Well, there's ways around it.
Oh, right. I've seen them. Yeah, I just, you know, I'm not interested in Howard Stern's. I got a book he wrote, and it's I'm not impressed with it. He wrote a whole book about his experiences jacking off when he was younger, you know.
That's a good story, though.
Yeah, you got to
catch
it.
And he's dressed up like a drag queen on the cover.
Hey, we got to be quick because Zolar's got to take over here in about 2 minutes. You got your fun bag over there? Hello?
Sorry. Hello?
Yeah, you got
hey, man. Great show, man. And PCR, man, is really good. Really good. And what happened to that Rev guy? Why has he been on lately?
He got fired by Lego.
He did?
Yeah, Lego and him got to an argument, and Rev's out. Rev got kicked out. He got eliminated.
Lego's firing everybody.
He had a really radical show, man. You ever listen to that dude?
Yeah, he made that guy eat shit on the phone.
I don't know if the guy did or not, but boy, he sure pissed off a lot of people. And that's fun to do. That's what I was trying to do last week. I was trying to see if you guys
were crazy,
but you didn't do it.
Bitch.
You're so fucking cool.
It's not a harmonica.
Yeah. It's like I say, man, PCR, I tell people to listen, man. As I say, it's the last fucking stand of free speech in the United States of America, man, where fucking it's just, it's there, man. It's like First Amendment reality, man. And I'll tell you what, man. Hey, man, you guys be careful because you don't want to be fucking up going to courts and shit because I'll tell you why, man. You do a least little fucking thing now. They're trying to bring laws in where they can keep you from ever legally owning a firearm.
Like a case.
Basically, hey, dude, did you ever hear of a documentary narrated by Woody Harrelson? It's called Marijuana, Truth or Menace?
I'm sure he did. I know he
Danger
planned
Danger or Menace.
No, I'm sure he would do something like that, knowing him.
Well, I saw this documentary about marijuana and the history of it, and they totally used the video clips and the laws from when they made marijuana illegal in the United States, 1937, and it totally shows, man, how they used the fucking media to manipulate the masses of people.
About the Mexicans and stuff. That's what it was
about.
Well,
yeah, it started out with the Mexicans were the ones that brought it up in 1912.
Yeah.
You know?
Go Mexicans.
And then they had the marijuana reefer madness. You've heard of that one, right?
That's a great.
Have you seen that video about the acid?
No. Reefer Madness is that old black and white where they're trying to.
Reefer Madness, not that, not acid.
Yeah, where the guy's playing the piano, he's all crazy.
Well, anyway, what it is, man, it's just 100%. documented, factual, historical fucking truth about how everybody is manipulated by the media. How these fucking people, these small handful of people, get everybody goose-stepping to their beat. And right now they got everybody goose-stepping to go over to Iraq and perpetrate fucking warfare on innocent fucking people so that fucking corporations can keep continuing fucking killing off brave, patriotic Americans. They hate Americans. They're trying to destroy our country. These fucking corporations, man, they want to rule the fucking earth.
That's right.
And try to get a hold of that documentary. It's called Marijuana Danger or Menace. Menace or Truth. Right? And I'll tell you, man, you'll see exactly what they're fucking doing to us now, what they've been doing to us all along.
All right. Well, we got
all right, man.
Hey, brother, man, we got to go. It's late. I'm sorry.
Okay, love, peace, and joy to all sentient beings on the planet. And I mean that. Think about that. Love, peace, and joy rather than hate, warfare, and tyranny. Think love, peace, and joy and live it.
Yeah.
I love you all, man.
Yeah, we love you too, man. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Well, you've been listening to 98.6 Point the Mile.
98.6 Point the Mile. I got to go, man. I'm real tired. Milkman, we gotta cut the show off, man. Well, Zolar's going on, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Yeah. So, Madman, you there? Yo. Madman's been quiet for the last hour.
All right, well, everybody, Carlito is going to get me hearsed on everything that's going on.
That's right.
We're
going
to try to make this show just a tad bit better.
Yep.
We're going to try and make me a little bit of a producer. I ain't trying to take over nothing.
More responsibilities.
I'm just going to try and take over a little bit more responsibility, and hopefully we'll just make this show just a little bit better.
I'm sure Will's up to the task. Milkman's got, you know, something going on with phone calls. I don't know how he's going to do that, but that's good news, too. I'm sure it is.
And all of our listeners, I want you to get a number and a name of somebody. Give it to us. Send it to us to all our different screen names.
Yeah.
So that we can make more prank calls for you and everybody else that's listening.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to make our show great.
That's right. And Madman, what's up with you, man? Say something real quick. We cut you off on accident, man. What's going on?
Oh, that's all good, man.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Madhouse, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man.
Next week, same time, 11 p.m.
That's right.
11 p.m. You know, Silas said 11 p.m.
You got to say 11:30 p.m. or something. You got to watch out. You never know.
We try to do the 10, but, you know, work don't like us.
That's right. We try. Work and others don't like us. All right, man. Will, thanks for coming by.
No problem, man.
Good
I'm still
you.
sipping on some scissor.
That's right. Careful driving, man.
No, I'm straight. I'm straight. You watch me, man.
The old lady told
me. Only had half the bottle.
That's it.
That's only half the
bottle.
Half
a bottle of liquor. He's fine.
Okay, wait.
That's
two-thirds
of
the bottle. Yeah, it's more than half.
God help us. Madman, you know. Thanks for being on, bro. It's always good having you on, man.
No problem, man.
We'll talk to you next week. And your audio is great tonight. Better than Milkman. Way to go, man.
Next week, I'm going to attempt to do a whole bottle.
Yeah? Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Milkman, take us out of here, bro.
Thank you.
All right, man. Great, man. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping by, man. Our wonderful friends out there in the chat room. Provide us with the chat room. Thank you so much. Messad, man, we love you, man. You've been a great fan, always, of the show. And we owe you a great debt of gratitude. Thanks so much, man. Also, I'd like to thank Sweet Kisses and our friends who called in. My girl, she's great. And also, I'd like to thank you, especially the listeners, man, because you know what? It's all about you, man. We do it for you. Thanks a lot for stopping in, man. Remember, next week, send us in some great numbers, because Will's got some great ideas he's going to spring on you. So look out, man. Nobody's safe when the Madhouse is on the air, because we love our fearless leader, Carlito, the commandant of the Madhouse. Thanks a lot, Carlito, for all you do. All
right. Thank you for everything you do. I want to thank Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers. We didn't get to them all, but I will save them what we didn't get to. I want to thank Milkman for sending in numbers. I want to thank that cat, Obi. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thank you. I want to thank Brandon Vegas for calling in. Jonathan, Crazy Fucker, Zolar. I want to thank... who else called in? I'm missing somebody, aren't I?
Anybody else with the Atari 2600? We need you to call in next week.
2600?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about? I got a Commodore 64. Who else called in? Is that all who called in? Is that it?
Las Vegas, New York.
You're the wrong number, girl.
And the wrong number, girl. And PQ, thank you for calling
in. Yeah.
Brandon Vegas.
Tuck, I want to thank Tuck for designing and working so hard on the CD cover. The CD is coming out soon, hopefully in a week. I keep saying that every week.
Tuck's the man.
But yeah, the CD will be out very, very soon. Volume 1 of the Madhouse Radio.
What's that Ashton up to?
Yeah, man. All of you who listening, all of you listening tonight, and everybody who was in the chat room, everybody who does things here, whatever. I'm done. I'm out of gas. Stay tuned for Zolar on PCR, prankcallradio.com. Stay tuned for Rotation on PCUradio.com, prankcall underground radio. And stay tuned for the best on the mouth, madhouselive.com. Check out the podcast, check out the website, check out the pranks, check out the shirt and the mug. That's all for sale. And shit. All right, that's it, man. Good show, everybody. Good work,
all right,
team.
Take it easy. Thank you all for calling. And, show up next week. Tell your friends to come on to the show. MadhouseLive.com. It's the shit.
Bye, everybody.
Love you. This is me in bed in 5 minutes.
I want you to call our name to this boy, man.
And you better not let me find out who you are. You crazy ass something. Because I'm going to call the real damn police.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
I don't have time for your bullshit.
Fuck you, man.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Oh, yeah? Just come over here. I'm going
to
show you.
You want to talk to your mom?
Fuck you, bitch. Motherfucker.
Asshole.
Shit, man.
Food on you.